All right. Hello. What's going on? Rich Ryan here, Reinforced Running Podcast. Today, we're talking about OCR Stars. This is our third talk about OCR Stars as we're starting to recap things. We talk about Grip Gauntlet, who did well. We got some of the scores there. So if you're interested in like how people did, what their deadlift was, what their dead hang was, how the scores kind of played out, we got some of that information. We did the best we could. Our friend Dave Claxton from the OFX podcast, he joins me once again. And we just had a great time talking about this. So we talk about the Grip Gauntlet results. We talk about fork in the road strategy. I did this workout today. It's Tuesday as I'm recording this. You'll probably hear this tomorrow, or obviously not today. And I talk about some of my experience with that, drop my time and everything, and how that's all, and how we kind of see this workout playing out. And let me tell you, that workout is hard. I didn't think it was going to be as hard as it was. It is hard. But you'll have fun if you're doing it. I hope you are doing it. I'm really enjoying this. And one thing about this is that it's fun just seeing how you are doing compared to others, even if you aren't someone who's going to be competing at the highest level. It's still fun to see that score and the scoreboard, how it kind of moves things around. It's like, oh man, I was here. Maybe if I do it again, I can score a little bit higher. And it's just, it's a really fun way to kind of push yourself. And it's been a really fun experience. I'm glad it's back. So I hope you guys are having fun. Hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Here's my friend. His name's Dave Claxton. Dave Claxton, my friend. What's up?
Living the dream, buddy.
is that your canned answer typically when people say, yeah, how are things? Yeah. Is that your go-to? Well,
I mean, I could get really into it. I mean, I could go very deep in response, but you know, yeah, I'm good. I'm doing well. Things are all right.
In Ontario, are people much more likely to just give you the real business that's happening? It's like, well, today's not so great because X, Y, or is it just kind of the same way? Like in Philadelphia, people aren't, you don't get any pleasantries. It's just like, yeah, fine. And then it's off.
No. Yeah. We more would get like the typical kind of Canadian response. Hey, Dad, doing good there, bud, just doing.
So living the dream is your
canned one? Yeah, that's my, I guess that's my canned response for, yes, things are well.
Things are well. Living that dream. Well, I'm happy for you. If that's true, I am truly happy that you are living your dreams.
I am one of those rarely happy people. I'm actually content in my situation.
Yeah, it's like everything is just normal, and that works. Yeah. We are on for another episode talking about OCR Stars. Things are moving along after the second workout. So we're going to talk about the Grip Gauntlet results. We're going to talk about the overall results. We're going to get into some of what we foresee Fork in the Road kind of presenting to us. And again, I did it today. So just like last week, I did it. So I did it today.
Are you sure it's the right workout?
I'm submitting it, and whatever I did is getting submitted. And again, teaser, stick around to the end. I'll tell you my time, right?
Ooh,
big tease. Yeah. And then we'll talk about who we think will do well and just kind of wrap it up that way. So Grip Gauntlet, first, let's talk about how we did. How was this? I saw the squad dropped a little bit in the rankings. We went down, we went up, we went back down,
and now it's crazy. There's like a three-way tie for fifth. It was what it was. We did okay. We were not expected to do great. I actually probably was the weak link in this one. However, it didn't matter because I did the pull-ups and the pull-ups meant nothing. So
correct. Either way, you're gonna be the weak link. Yeah, even if you did like 60.
Well, we joked. So I mean I did 30 pull-ups. And I mean 30 wasn't bad, but what happened, and I'll tell you straight, so I had a plan, had it all set out. I had tested everything, I ready to go. And then we had Brendan Neely came over and he used my place to do his. And he did his first. And I'm like, oh, the way he's doing it, that's not bad. That's okay.
How was he doing it?
He was doing it where he would just pinch it between his feet and do single pull-ups. But the way I had done it, like he would release it and then come down off the bar, release it, come down off the bar, that kind of deal. Where I had set it up where the bar was just the right height for me on the other side and I could pinch it between my ankles and keep it there and then just come off and try it. But his, look, I'm like, that looks simpler and everything. And so I abandoned the thing that I knew that was going to work. And then I kept going and I kept, because he's taller than me. So the bar that we used for him was higher. And then I kept knocking the weight over and it's been resetting and it just screwed up everything. It just went. it's still 30 was not a bad score. It wasn't terrible. No. It's just no. I feel I could have been closer to a 40 for me was what I expected.
You had a whole strategy. You knew we talked about it last week. You're like, I'm gonna do this. And it wasn't like a thought out strategy that you thought of in the moment that I asked you. You were like, no. I'm glad you asked me. I've been thinking about this. Let me tell you how I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I had practice, and of course, so I'm like, hey, he's good. So I abandoned everything.
He must know better than I know. I'll do what he's doing.
Exactly. So it was a mistake on my part, but it ended up meaningless anyway. I mean, it would have got us maybe another 10 points, which I don't think would have affected our position whatsoever. We made the big joke about it. We laughed, like I could have done a Herculean effort. And like you said, got 5 to 10 more points.
And maybe it could have, you would have been
fourth instead of the tie for fifth.
Maybe. Yeah.
But I mean, it is what it is. So, I mean, we had a good time. Our deadlift guy did very well for him. He did a 409, I believe it was.
Wow, great.
And our dead hang guy, to really surprise, he did a 230. Not a guy that practices dead hang at all, but he did great.
That is great.
Yeah, it was a good run. We had a good time, and that was it, you know. And again, we got to see Brendan do his. We helped him with his, so that was great. It worked out for him, and which is
good. And we'll talk.
We'll talk about him after. But
as I say, we'll talk about he's right in the mix. He's right in the mix, so it works out. He'll work out in the segment of how well people are doing because it's worth speaking about him because I think he's still in that top 5 to 8-ish range going into the last event.
I believe right now he's listed as 6th, but that's because he's actually 5th. Somebody has already submitted their third workout.
Daniel Little just doing work. Daniel Little's out there submitting his score. So shout out to him being at first. I ran against a guy in high school. His name was Richard Little. And I thought that was unfortunate.
That was unfortunate.
He was a fast runner though. So he had to make up for it. He's like, I'm just going to be really fast. So no one can say anything, but I'm still talking about it, you know, almost 20 years later. So memorable, but Daniel Little's leading the way. So yeah, Brendan's in 5th.
Yeah, he's right there. And I mean, that was a workout that had him more of a worry. He was not a guy who had done a lot of deadlifting in the past. So that one probably should have be his weakest workout.
Nice. So, great.
So we'll see how he does on the next one.
So since we're just here, let's just get into the men's side of things since we're already speaking in that area. I did my best. So when we were looking at this, when they changed the scoring, my first thought was like, how are Dave and I going to talk about who did well when it's just this random number that means nothing. So I did I reached out to some people and I tried to see if people were posting things. So maybe you can help me patch in some of the things. I couldn't get everybody in the top 5, but we're going to kind of run through it. So Atkins took the win. He deadlifted 310, did 30 pull-ups and did a dead hang for 8 minutes and 30 seconds.
Really, I was thinking about this. Should he even have done the deadlift or the pull-ups? He should have just put it on the dead hang and just went with that.
Well, I'm guessing he could do more than on both of those. I'm guessing he did look at this strategically and like he can do the math. And this event isn't necessarily something that he's been circling on his calendar that he wants to really kind of push himself toward the sea. It's like, I'm a competitive person. Let me see if I can get a competitive edge on this. And they kind of did that in a 3 mile, right? They kind of found a course that was advantageous for them. So this, I think, is pretty similar just because 30 pull-ups, I mean, that's Dave, 30 is a great score. 30 is a great score, Dave.
Actually, 30 is not good for me. So 30 is not good for Atkins.
Yeah. Like you figure if he was really pumping him out, he'd probably be closer to 45, 50.
I would think that would definitely be within his realm. And I don't think 35 pounds is enough to deter him. You know, I would have liked to have seen him. I would have liked to have seen the scoring system make a little more sense. And then we could have seen him go really full blast at that and seen what he could have done.
Right. And we'll kind of speculate where people would be when on the regular scoring, because some people definitely got like this hurt some people more than others. Yeah. A guy named Ham Osborne. Do you know Ham?
I do not.
I don't know.
It's a great name, though.
It's that great Hambino. It's a fantastic name. I try to find him on Instagram. Couldn't. I was like, maybe this is Hunter's cover name because that'd be a great stage name. That Ham Osborne.
Yeah. That seems like him.
And he did 706. I have no idea. So he's either super strong and pulled over 500 pounds, or he has a massive
dead hang.
Massive dead hang, because that really is the only way you can really foresee anyone getting the scores that high. And he was, his 3 mile time trial was like 18 flat. So maybe he was like a CrossFit type who could be like,
yeah,
really strong. I don't know.
I don't know. That kind of seems in that motive, right? Like 18 is a little slow for the higher end guys. And yeah, he could have pulled a really good deadlift.
Yeah. And so maybe someone to look for, but at the same time, and Hunter would run faster than 18 flat. So my stage name theory is out the window.
True, that's true. I don't think he actually pulled it off, but it would be a good name for him.
Be a hilarious name.
So I actually, and I picked Grant McCartney to win this, thinking this would be perfect for him. And
yes.
Now my understanding, because I don't think he submitted the score or something went wrong, because he posted, he had a post of doing a deadlift and I made a comment on it. And I believe he said, he said he had a score of like 760 something. For OCR stars. So I don't know why that didn't get posted, or if something happened, or if he maybe didn't follow a rule here or there, or who knows.
Well, in his post, he's wearing a belt.
I saw that. Yeah. Now, right. I didn't know so if that was, you know, because I mean, if you look at Atkins' post, he's hanging from like Spartan Games bar by one hand. So I thought maybe could have been a different deadlift.
Could have been a different thing. Yeah. Sure, for sure. And that, yeah, right. It might not have been the actual lift itself, but. Yeah. Maybe it was. And I was wondering how they were going to really approach that, if they would do like a complete disqualification, or if it'd be like, we're taking off 50 points or something like that. Right. Like, let's just say a belt is worth 30 pounds, like reasonably, like that's probably more than it's worth, but to say like 50 because you didn't follow the rules, or it's just, we don't want to answer those questions. Everyone's getting DQ'd if it's within question.
So my understanding, and I just kind of learned this just before we came on, is I think
breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news. Do you have any like got music?
I'll send it to my editing guy. That's right. My producer will fix it right in here.
My understanding is that if there was, say, something like you didn't do the pull-ups right, or you didn't do the deadlift right, that they would just take away the points from that particular section of the event.
I see.
So if you did 40 pull-ups and you didn't do them correctly, okay, there's 40 pull-ups gone. There's your 40 points off.
I see. So they'll take away the whole thing. So, okay.
So you still have some points, but you know. So that's my understanding. I wouldn't say it's 100% fact, but I heard that.
Okay. Yeah, sure. That makes sense. And you figure he would have a big dead hang, and he was in the 700 something. So
yeah,
I was looking at that too, because when these scores are starting to roll in, and I finished in third in this event, which I was
congratulations again, by the way. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. We were talking about it last week. It's like, I think it should be okay. That dead hang was way more than I thought I was going to have. So I was really pumped about that. But then when I was like looking at it, I was like, well, if Atkins, and I was seeing these other scores, how they were kind of shaking out, and the dead hangs were, it seemed like people were getting smoked from the pull-ups.
Yeah.
You know, I expected to see some bigger dead hang numbers, because just that's what OCR people have. And that's like in the past, from just talking to people. And I remember a few years ago, really caring about what people's dead hangs were. I thought everyone had like a 5 minute dead hang or something, but it seemed like a lot of people were, yeah, two minutes, 2.5 minutes. Like the majority of people were getting anywhere in between that I was talking to was anywhere from like a minute 45 to like 230 on like the higher end of things.
That seemed very, very normal. Very normal was that area.
So when I was looking at it, I was like, okay, I might be in good shape, but Atkins will probably beat me. And if he wins and Grant's in front of me, we're going to be tied going into the last thing. I was like, oh my God, this is like, or if a bunch of other people failed, more Ham Osbornes came through.
That's right.
Atkins could very well push in front of me here. The number fourth finisher was Carter Williams. He had a score of 658. Didn't post on Instagram. I don't really know him. I don't know what his – he's a CrossFit guy. So I would imagine his scores were kind of around where my – he's probably – maybe he was 425, 450. Maybe he was closer to what Kent had pulled, but with a little bit longer of a dead hang. And Kent was fifth, where he had – he actually did this twice, which I thought was amazing. Like to do this event twice, I was shot until at least Friday or Saturday. Just – biceps were lit. My lats were lit up. My lower back was not feeling awesome. definitely wasn't doing this one again. But his first attempt, I think he was 450, 40, like 45, and then like 210 or something like that. And the second attempt, he did 445, 42, and then he had a better dead hang, 230, which actually gave him a better score and it bumped him up a little bit.
And again, that's that scoring system, right? It's almost a game. You got to play figuring it all out, where to go, where to not.
And he's the one who got hurt the most in this, I think. Like, you figure 450, I think I saw at least two people heavier than that I know of. So figure he's third there. I don't think I saw anybody higher than 45. So maybe he was second or third in that one. So right there, he's like has 5 points total, and 230 would probably put him somewhere
in the mix,
right?
Yeah.
So maybe he ends up being in like top two, top three. Because when you look at this, you figure Atkins, if it was scored the way it was supposed to be initially, he probably would have pulled 350. He probably would have done 45 pull-ups. And he would have been in a better spot. But if you break it out this way, there's no chance Atkins ends up in front of Kent, because at like 310, that's going to put him like in 50th. And 30 is probably going to put him in 20 something, if you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But not how it was
dead hang. No.
But he probably wouldn't do it for as long. He'd probably be like, all right, 5 minutes, that's enough. No one else is doing that much.
Yeah. And we know he's a smart guy, right? So he's going to analyze this as quick. Like, you know, even if this is not a very important event to him, he's still going to analyze it quickly. And he's going to be like, this is my strategy and I'm doing it.
Totally. And he did. The strongest lifts I did see, one David Magida did 475. Monster.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's absolute monster. Coming off of a New York 237 marathon, a couple days later pulls 475. That's just like really impressive.
We know it forever. Like, Magida's a beast. He's a legit beast athlete. He just, and this event suits him well. So does the next one. You know, and if he's got some time to recover, but will he? He'll probably do like 9 high rock sims before that.
right. I was texting with him the other day, and he sent me a voice text, and it's just like him making these massive groans, like just like I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what is this? I was like, this dude is either doing like sets of real heavy squats and just hit his phone, or he is on the toilet, and I'm hearing it like verbatim. And I was laughing. I was like, this is hilarious. And he like fell down on the trail that he was on. Like, he was like talk texting when he was like running, and like fell, busted his hand all open. I don't know if he's like, but his hand's a mess. It was like the most absurd text I've ever received in my life. I was like, dude, I don't know what is happening in your world right now. But he's like, yeah, my hands are fucked at this point. But I don't think there's anyone else in the world who could do a 237 and a 475.
That's got to be a very small list. Very small list.
Like, Hunter could potentially do it, but he hasn't. You know,
I mean, you haven't run a 237 until you've run a 237, and I mean, what's Hunter's fastest marathon?
It's like 250, I think 252 or something. Like, I don't know, something like that.
Let's call it 250 for you know, whatever. That's still a far cry from 237.
Yeah, completely different race. Not even the same thing, right? Yeah, like, so I don't think anyone else in the world could do that.
Way to go, Magida.
So, good job. We're giving you the world championship on that. A guy, Ben Schofield, who I know, he also pulled 475, and he ended up, I think, 6th or 7th in this event. He is just a monster in terms of strength. He's like a 114 high rocks guy. Yeah, he finished 6th in the event with a 621. And he posted, he got four – he 475 is his PR. And then instead of jumping, you know, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, he put 20 more pounds on and tried to pull 495 and pulled it over his knees and just couldn't lock it out. So he's that type of strong. He got it up off the ground, but like, he's never had that weight that high in the air before. So there's no telling how it was going to, but he did it and he pulled it twice. He did the same thing twice with that weight. I was like, oh my God, this dude is a monster.
That's a lot of weight, man.
Yeah, so he'll be someone to look out for in high rocks once his running kind of comes around. But he is super, super strong. So those are the two biggest lifts that I saw. Because it looked like Grant was probably in that 450 just from the bar.
Yeah,
kind of what it looked like.
So, yeah, I think he was up around there, and it might have been maybe a touch over.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I know that Grant, and I mean, he had done previously an 8-minute dead hang for that when the Rogue had that contest. So Rogue had like a $10,000 giveaway contest for the longest dead hang. And I remember he went in for that.
Did he win?
I think no. Some guy was.
For 10 G's, someone must have like bring people out of the woodwork. Some probably real light gymnasts, probably dude weighed like 120, held on for like 30 minutes.
I think Casey Catanzaro won for the women and she was like 11 minutes or something like that.
Yeah. There's a buddy of mine who owns a ninja gym. He said some of the kids that like this is taking hand off and like 30 minutes.
Oh yeah. Like they can rest their hands and go forever.
Yeah. I'm like, that's insanity. That's just not even fun. I would rather do lots of different things.
You have a good TV show on to watch while you're doing that. Cause you just
Totally. So any thoughts after on the men's side of things, any takeaways from kind of checking these things out or anything that kind of came to mind for you?
I mean, honestly, played kind of as anticipated, right? Once we knew how the scoring system would go, it kind of played out as anticipated. We knew that Atkins would do really well with that dead hang thing in there. And again, we knew Kent would pull a lot. We knew Makita would pull a lot. You did, as I figured, you were very even keel, right? You didn't have really a weak section. It was very steady through the middle. Yeah, and then, I mean, and if you're looking at the top five, then and Brennan, he mitigated damage, you know.
How did he do?
His deadlift was, I believe, 374, 375-ish, something like
nice.
That.
Nice, super strong.
And he's not a big dude, right? Like he's a lean fella. Mm. And then he went the conservative way. He did 20 pull-ups and then rested and put all the rest into the dead hang. So
would that end up being like 2-something?
Final score was like 240 or something like that. Yeah, I believe his final score was 555 something like that. What was it? 549.
Yeah, I have it. 549. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, he played it pretty smart and he mitigated damage.
And then did what he had to do. I saw. Oh, who else surprised me here? Oh, Grayson Kilgore. He pulled over 400. He was like 405 on his deadlift, which I don't know too much about him. I know he's a good Spartan athlete, and then he does real. And but he's also like, he's probably built sort of like me. Maybe he's even a little leaner than I am. But probably doesn't spend as much time lifting like I do because he's still doing the OCR stuff.
Yeah. Any runner pulling over 400 pounds is impressive. Like,
it's
super impressive. Really. That's a lot of weight for guys who are really more for speed and endurance, and they're still able to pull that kind of weight. That's something to be held.
Yeah. So I was happy to see how well people were really performing on this. It seemed like people were pushing themselves, getting a little out of the comfort zone with the deadlift, and kind of surprising themselves. It seemed like a lot of responses were, I've never deadlifted to a 1 rep max in X amount of time, and I'm surprised of how well I did. I'm proud of my effort, and you know, and if nothing else, this event, the OCR Stars in general is for that, is to do things, and the CrossFit Open's the same way, right? Like doing something that might be a little bit more than you've done before, kind of getting yourself in over your head, and still kind of coming out the other side and be like, all right, cool. Like either that was more than I thought I could do, and what else can I do more in other aspects? Or it's like, oh, that was eye opening. Let me work on these things. So, I was excited to see a lot of people kind of getting some good results. I must say, my pick to get the biggest pull was Jeremiah Mahan, who I've talked about.
Yeah,
he didn't have a great pull. He was like 20s or 50s or something, 450 somethings. And I talked to him a little bit. He said he just had a lot of stuff going on. It wasn't a great time for him. So
yeah,
shouts to him.
You know, to what you were saying too, what I did notice is a lot of people had a lot of fun with this one. Like a lot of people seemed to enjoy it. It was different for some of them, and everybody seemed to have a good time and had fun with it. And that's important.
You know? It was completely different than what we would typically do in terms of competition. Like I did the workout I did today, like my mindset leading into it and what I knew the experience was going to be like during the workout that I did today. It wasn't going to be anything like what it was last week.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a breath of fresh air to kind of try something a little bit different and new. And I'd say fun. Fun.
Oh, it was, yeah. I know. We had a great time. So I think it was good.
On the women's side, let's get to the female side of things. So we had Lauren Weeks, as we also talked about. We talked about Lauren and Rachel being kind of the names to look out for because of their strength. And Lauren pulled 325, did 40 pull-ups, and had a dead hang for a minute 52. And so she ended up winning the event, not by a lot.
Nope.
I think only two points, I think, was the total that she won that event by. So three.
So you said she had, because
so she was 477.
Rachel had 472, and she was
isn't crazy how close they were again. And Bridget Brown snuck in there. Bridget had a 255 deadlift, so considerably less than Lauren's. She did 20 pull-ups, but she had a 319 dead hang, which is really strong. And she had one of the better runs. So her and Lauren are tied right now.
Yeah. Well, actually, that whole women's thing, the top four women, I mean, you're talking two tied for first with five, then Lindsay was set with seven, and Rachel with eight. I mean, 3 points separating the top four women. That's
going to be a showdown.
Yeah, it is.
Showdown
time. And I know that Rachel pulled 350 and did roughly, I think she said 42 pull-ups as well. So, but her dead hang was a little bit shorter. So,
well, that's what we said last week, guys. Like, I bet Lauren and Rachel have never done a dead hang max. And they both kind of said that. They're like, that was a max effort. I've never done it. I'm disappointed with it. And it's just like, well, why would you do it? You wouldn't need to do it. So if not anything, maybe that's something that they could shore up. Cause if they can get better, a lot of the high end, CrossFit workouts end up being pretty taxing on grip anyway. A lot of the open workouts end up being pretty grip taxing. So maybe that's something that they could really kind of focus in on. But I don't know if like that type of dead hang endurance.
I don't think we'll ever see Rachel be
another dead hang again. we might not. But yeah, 350. So she pulled almost 100 pounds more than Bridget, but Bridget was able to make up for 2 minutes of time in the dead hang.
Yeah, because I think Rachel was in the 120 area for her.
Yeah, 120. Yeah. But 42, that was the highest pull-ups that I saw. And that's what we said too, like the pull-ups and the we're going to hurt Rachel and Lauren disproportionately to some of the other athletes in this.
Yeah, if this was scored a little differently, I think those two run away with it.
Right. Like they would have been 1-2, prop 1-2 in the pull in the deadlift and the pull-ups. And then everybody else would have kind of been like middling in the middle. I don't know. Rachel might have got buried in that for that dead hang, though.
Yeah. The dead hang definitely hurt her. Yeah.
Those might have put out just in her favor almost if they scored it originally.
Yeah.
Because that might have put her back into the 20s. I don't think she would have finished third if she had a 20 on the board for that.
It's possible, yeah.
And then, Bridget is new to OCR. She's just kind of getting into some stadium stuff. She's done her first OCR this year. She seems to be more in like some functional fitness type of space. Isn't a tremendously big athlete, is a fast athlete and apparently strong. But yeah, she's right in the mix, man.
Well, and she posted as Yancey camp too. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see her delving into DECA.
Oh yeah. Yeah. She'll be at some DECA stuff. Be interesting to see if she'll get at some High Rock stuff too. And then fourth place was, Chris Newell. I did not see her score. She didn't post it anywhere. Who's a good athlete. She's been on some podiums this year. And then Amanda Nadeau showed out for fifth.
Yeah. Amanda had a really good one. I be honest, she took me by surprise. I mean, I know Amanda a little bit and she's a strong girl, but I did not know she would be able to do that well. So I was really impressed. It sets her up well for that final one too. I mean, she's got the skill set for that too.
Yep. Totally. Yeah. I she does have some cross-fittiness in her and her. So she was 255 on the deadlift. So again, right. The same as Bridget's actually. So her scores were pretty, hers was comparable to what Bridget did. Yeah. 255, 22 on the pull-ups and then 254 on the dead hang. So Bridget might have had the longest dead hang. I think Lindsay, who ended up finishing sixth in this event, had about three something, but I don't know what her dead. I don't know what her dead. Do you see what her deadlift or pull-ups number is?
No. I think it would have been like 200 and something. I think she had listed or something already. Wasn't
that'd be pretty strong?
I mean, it was somewhere. It was good for her. She's vastly improved. So
if she could pull two plates off the ground. That'd be pretty good. I'd be impressed with that.
It was quite two, but it was in that neighborhood. And I think she did 20 pull-ups and then put it in the dead hang too. I think that was the, I mean, I'm just trying to go from her Instagram post that she had on earlier.
Right. So. We're just, we're picking it. We're putting all the pieces together, Dave, you and I, we're
just exactly. You just
big puzzle, 1,000-piece puzzle. We're just putting it together.
And it would be really nice if OCR Stars was considerate and would just list this stuff for us on there. So we wouldn't be able, we'd be able to know. Then we'd have it actually. And I am a little disappointed in that because I wanted to see that. I wanted to see the comparisons of who did what and where. Because, I mean, that's part of the fun, right? Like
that was what we were hoping for this event. But and that but logistically, it was competition corner. That was the holdup. So yeah. They couldn't put it in the way they wanted to. And I think that's what they were hoping for with this. But unfortunately, we weren't able to do it. Did you see what Faith pulled?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
I didn't either.
I didn't. I looked at her stuff. I didn't see she posted it. Yeah, my guess is she probably would have been around the Rachel area too. Would have been in that, you know, yeah. Probably that 350-ish.
The biggest pull I did see is Brianne Schulman, who is a podcast host, a highly functional yeah. podcast. She the pulled
OCR
three,
doc.
OCR, the OCR doc. Yeah, exactly. She yeah. pulled 353. So that shot her up in her age group. So that was the highest pull I saw. She missed 263 just with grip, like it slipped out of her hands. No chalk. Not allowed.
No chalk. Not
allowed. Don't think about chalk. So what's your takeaways from the women's scores of Grip Gauntlet?
Again, like we said, very surprised with Amanda Nadeau. Lindsay damage control as well.
Totally.
Did good damage control. And what I did notice as you went further down the list is Viola actually submitted a score. Viola Oberlin.
Monster score.
25, was it? Yeah, 25.
Did like she accidentally opened up the app on her phone, was her dog playing with her phone and like punched in a score somehow, got through all the submissions and just 25.
The worst part is I would have loved to see Viola go wholeheartedly into this because, I mean, she would have been a player. She would have been a contender, and I would have liked to see that. So disappointing. Katie Knight, again, didn't get in on this one, but, you know, she had something to do.
She's out winning world's toughest mutters.
Yeah, she's cashing checks and kicking ass. So
unbelievable. And then that close after the Spartan Ultra, that is fantastic.
Well, she finally got a break.
Caught a break. And then they didn't buried everybody.
Strange penalty.
Right. And that was not, I mean, like beating Amelia Boone, Aaron Ross is 2-time second place finisher there. Like that's a good, strong podium. And she was on top of it. So really, 90, really excited for her to see that.
That's a great total, right? 90 miles is not, no joke.
No. Does Rhea get over 100 when she does that?
I think Rhea has only ever got 90. Now, I think.
Okay.
I mean, we're a little off topic, but I think the course this year might have been a little easier than some of the ones in the past. Definitely easier than Atlanta.
The weather conditions, if you're out in the desert versus any of these East Coast ones, like that Florida one next year, it might not be as cold as the Atlanta, but it's going to be nasty.
Yeah, well, they'll find a way to make it nasty.
Hot. No,
alligators everywhere.
Gators. Yeah, a lot of water. Yeah, tough water can't be in Florida. I would never do a tough mudder in Florida. Too much water. And Alex Walker didn't submit a score. Unfortunately, we thought she would do well in the dead hang side of things. Don't know what happened to Tara Jackson. She's just gone. I'm talking about HBO again. I know you have it. The show The Leftovers. Have you seen that?
I know of it. I have not watched it, but I know the show.
There was an occurrence that happened where half the population just disappeared. No, a third of the population disappeared. Tara Jackson was just part, like we're the leftovers and she's one of the others and she's not here anymore. Well, I don't know. I don't know where she is.
That's common for any of these online virtual competitions, right? Is the, let's call it the attendance rate drops off substantially as you go.
But her name's not even on here.
Oh, her name?
Yeah. She is one of the others now.
Who's that? Alex Walker?
Tara. Alex Walker just didn't.
Tara. Sorry. Yeah. Alex didn't do it and Tara's gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So on the women's side, then the top five going into the final workout is Lauren Weeks had a score of 5, tied with Bridget Brown. That's fantastic. Lindsay's in third with 7. Rachel's in fourth with 8. And then Ida Steensgaard is in fifth with 11. So pretty tight. Yeah, pretty tight up top.
Yeah. Realistically, those top five are the ones that have a chance. Vivian has 15 points, and it's just – that's just not going to happen, I don't think.
I even think Ida's out of it. I mean, she might have a shot. She'll have a shot for the podium.
Yes, yeah. But, yeah, to come back, you're a six-point deficit in the one event. And this – ready, Jack? Are you listening? Jack? Jack Bauer should be listening.
He's listening.
This is where this scoring system fails. Is because, and if I look even back to the men, because the men are almost more a better example. So for Ryan to beat you, say, he doesn't just have to beat you. Somebody else has to come between you. So no matter how good a performance he puts in, if nobody comes between you two, it doesn't matter. And that's where Jack's always on about the percentage system where there's hope. So for example, and like David Magida, right? 95 points, he's a ways back, but he could put in a killer performance on the next one that could jump him up.
I see.
If it was a percentage-based system, whereas now he needs so many people to come in between you. So his fate relies on other people.
This is fair. This, especially how you mentioned when, and Jack's loving it right now. He's like, I told you.
Preaching to the choir, man. I've just been waiting for the chance to prove this point.
And this is where... Yeah, because like you said, in online attendance, they dwindle, right? And there's less people then to fill in between. Like there's a bunch of Spartan races this weekend and a High Rocks event, right? So like there's a lot of people probably like, well, I don't need to do this workout because I have other stuff. I'm not in it. I'm not going to win any money. I'm not going to do whatever. Like I need to get ready for this High Rocks. I need to get ready for whatever I got coming up. Yeah, I think there's three Spartans and one High Rocks, a ton of events this week. So that people are probably not going to show, and that's going to give less opportunity for people to slide in between Magida and you know, myself or Atkins. Yeah. But same time, like when this, this scoring is all screwed up just because I'm happy it's not that way because of the group gauntlet scoring. Yes. Like Atkins would have then, so with percentage of scoring, Atkins gets 100 then, right? Cause he wins. Yeah. So you get, it's all based off of 100 points. And then I would get the percentage off of the, so however far my score was from his, I don't know what the math would be on that. But it would be like, I would then get 50. Like if my score is 400, I would get 50 because my percent, I'd be 50% away from him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Something along that line. I get it. So it's not a flaw. It's not a perfect system either. I just think it I prefer it because I will go that way.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You don't rely on other people to get in the way. And so, but yeah. I mean, realistically, when we look at it now, it's like really this is, and you know, this is a battle between you and Ryan for the end.
Oh yeah.
You know, then Magida being 6 points back of Atkins and Kent 1 point back of Magida, so they'll be battling for that third podium spot. So that just is the way it looks to me. You know, in
when there's only three workouts, you know, maybe something like a CrossFit Games where there's 15.
Yeah.
Eventually things will kind of suss themselves out and like people get enough opportunities to prove if they belong. But in three. Yeah. Like, right. Like if Atkins wins, it's because of this dead hang. And if I win, it's probably because of the 3 mile. Right. Like those things that we almost had like a really low score guaranteed. Where and the other person just didn't get second, you know. Jack.
Give it to Jack.
Fine. I'll give it to him. So that does make sense. And then we didn't touch on the actual top five. I don't think we did. So I do still have the lead. I have 4. Atkins has 6. Mm-hmm. And then what's Mickey to have after that? How many points? He has 14 and Ken has 15
for points.
Points. Yeah. It's all screwed up now. I'm looking at it. I know he is.
It's a little messed up right now with the second, with the last next workout coming in, but
so he's 6 points back of Atkins. So he has 10 and then Ken has 11 and then Brendan has 17, 18.
Yeah. Yeah.
19. somewhere in the 17 to 19 range. Mental math is not rocking right now. It's the end of the day. Brain's not great at this moment.
But yeah, it comes down to the four of you. The four of you are the ones gunning it out for the podium now. I think Brennan is just a little bit too far out to sneak into the third there.
With the names that would have to get displaced.
Yeah.
Probably. Exactly. You know, if Atkins really drops the ball on this, maybe. But McGeady and Kent, they won't.
No, McGeady and Kent are going to be very good at this. And I expect Atkins is going to be very good at this. You know, I mean, I'm sure he's good enough at picking up stuff that he's going to figure out how to do toes to bar in time and how to do his thrusters in time. He's strong enough to pull it off. So even though his score might not be fantastic, it's still going to be decent because his speed is still good.
Like Brennan's not going to beat him by a ton. And
Brennan will do all right on this, but he's a similar style. You know, he's more of a speed guy, right? Not so much a power guy. He's not a CrossFitter guy. So the thrusters, the toast bar, those are going to be a little foreign to him. So
let's talk about the fork in the road now. The fork in the chipper. Road is what I'm calling it. The chipper. I know. That says it says on. Ignore. So there's a PSA. Everybody listening who might be looking to don't go to competition corner for any information regarding this entire competition, unless you're looking just at the scores. Everything else, refer to that Google Doc. That's the place that has all the rules written out, and they're able to amend it in real time. It's not some big finished edited thing. The Google Doc is where the rules are, and that's where you need to follow the standards for everything. So there's something on Competition Corner that is just erroneous. So let's not even confuse people. The workout is on the doc and I think on the website. So you can get through to the doc through the website, do that, do it on your phone, stare at it before the workout, read all the standards, make sure you don't screw it up.
Yeah. And it is a case where I do wish that they would put out a little bit more of a post or something online, or send everybody an email just saying, hey, this happened, just like you just did right there. Ignore it. Do what we originally said. This was some kind of clerical error. I would like to see a little better communication on that.
It's clerical error for sure. And like some of the other things that can be confused, like I would just go off the doc straight up, like not even on the videos that Hunter kind of puts out sometimes, because those are saying different things too. It's like, don't drop it from the top. It didn't say that in the rules. Don't drop the weight from like your legs. He said that, but it wasn't in the rules. So I would just follow the rules. I don't know. That was another thing. I think Grant dropped
the. I want to give myself another rep because I dropped the weight once.
And then you didn't count, or you did count?
No, I didn't count it. I didn't count it. I no repped it.
No,
I don't really care.
Oh, you didn't count. Yeah, you're 21. 21, one better than Ryan Atkins.
No, 31. That's right. Ryan smoked you.
Take that.
I would have done a 9-minute dead hang too if I was on that part, but you know.
Totally. But team, you're a team player. team player. So fork in the road, care to explain?
Yeah. So you're looking at a 1 mile run to start, and then you have the option to do 5 thrusters, 7 toes to bar for 10 sets, or 10 thrusters, 14 toes to bar for 5 sets. So essentially the same numbers, just broken up a little bit differently. And then a 1 mile run to finish. The only thing, the caveat in the middle is once you decide to do one set, like if you decide to do your 10 and 14, you have to stay with that all the way through. You can't switch back and forth.
Yes. And then you have to declare what you're doing even before. Look at the camera and say which one you're doing so that the judges will know right from the jump. Yeah, that, I didn't even think about people starting with the set of 5 and be like, oh no. Mm-hmm, and like that is a way, but that'd be hard to judge. I mean, there are ways that you can do workouts. And I think there was an open workout, or maybe it was a semifinal workout this year, whereas you could partition it however you wanted. So you can get to that number based on whatever your strength would be, which is cool. It's another wrinkle of strategy, but this, you have 2 options, 10 rounds or 5 rounds. So you got to say it, you got to pick it out.
Yeah. And I would think that, I would think the people who maybe aren't as strong are obviously going to go with the 5 and the 7. And you know, the people who are really good at toes to bar and really good at thrusters are going to do the 10 rounds because it's a little bit quicker and you lose less time in transition.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think if you're at all hesitant, you go with the 5s because, you know, if you're set up well, the transition time shouldn't take you that much.
It's a lot of volume of toes to bar too.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I did read in the doc, the proper doc, as you said, the Google doc, that it seems that gloves and stuff are not allowed on this either.
Gloves, grips, chalk, same deal. Same stuff that you couldn't use for the grip gauntlet. Can't use it for this. I went out and bought these. They're like 60 bucks USD. They were the Victory grips. They're super nice. They're like these like synthetic leather grips, and they're like right on. I was like, oh man, I'm gonna crush these. Maybe I will do the set of the round of five. And I saw that they, I just can't use them now. So now I just have these grips that, just in case.
Well, and I was surprised by that, because we were allowed to use them in OCR Stars last year when they had the toes to bar. They were acceptable. So I was a little surprised that they're not on this one, and I'm glad I read it, because I would have used them.
Yes. Yeah. So if you're thinking about using gloves on this to save your hands, because again, this is a lot of volume, or if that changes the four, if your seven toes to bar versus 14 toes to bar, if you're like, oh yeah, my hands might not be able to do it, or my grip might give out doing 14, if the grip is a limiting factor, maybe not your core, then you then drop down. It's better to be safe. To be stuck in that round of five, it would be brutal. So, but same deal. You can use them during OCR. I don't love the rule, but it's part of the rules. And this, just don't wear them. No one's wearing them. Can't wear them.
Yeah.
So good picking that out.
Yeah. And like I said, I would have went ahead and used them with if I didn't look, because that was last year's MO, was fine to use them. The other thing too, to take into consideration when deciding your rep number, is like you said, and I know this is going to sound strange, but depending on where you are and the weather and how hot it is, because the hotter that bar is, the more likely you're going to tear your skin on it with just the straight, without the flaps or without the gloves on. And so, I mean, if you got to break it up to just give your skin a rest from peeling the calluses off and stuff.
Or if the bar is like rusty, you know, those older rusty bars that don't have like the good coating on it, it feels great at first, but then it rips your hands to pieces.
Yeah, knurled. So,
Yeah. It feels great for a couple. Like, man, it's amazing. Just like doing bar muscle ups is great. But then it eventually we'll wear the hands down. So going in something like this, I would definitely, when I did this day, I definitely did a longer warm up. I probably did just proper mobility stuff. I opened up my thoracic. I did a lot of upper just to make sure that the finish on the thruster wasn't a problem, and that I was able to pull my head through my shoulders when beginning the kip of the toes to bar. So I did a lot of upper back stuff, a lot of squatting stuff. I did a couple thrusters with heavier weight just to kind of prime myself a little bit more. And then I did run quite a bit. I did kind of get that aerobic system up and moving. I did about 15, 18 minutes of pretty hard running to get up and moving, because you don't want that. If you're going to run hard, you need your aerobic system to be online and ready to rock. If you're starting fast and you're get anaerobic too quick because you're not warmed up in your aerobic system, it's going to be terrible. You're going to have a terrible time. So I would definitely warm up by running, and probably just by running. Maybe do the assault bike, or maybe row if that – nope. I wouldn't row. I would just run or do assault bike. I wouldn't do anything that's grip intensive, skier, core intensive. Just run for the warm up.
Yeah. The thing I think with this one, I think this is going to come down to – I guess two aspects really is, one, obviously foot speed for the run. That's huge. I mean, you're still talking 2 miles of running, so that's going to be massive. But through the workout portion, it's going to be about not taking breaks. And that'll be the big thing, because everybody's, you know, if you're doing the form, their speed is going to be negligible on how fast you do your thrusters, how fast you do your toes to bar. That's going to be a very small difference. But if you have to take a break, that's when it's going to be really bad. So try to split it up so that you can go straight through, you know, unbroken. That's the big deal.
And if you need to break, say the toes to bar, have a plan for your break. If I pop off the bar, I'll count to 3 seconds and jumping back up. Because if you're just waiting to feel better, you won't feel better. And then you'll just be sitting there waiting for forever to jump up and just wasting time. Like, you're not going to recover in that amount of time to be able to string together a big enough set that you need to. So have a plan for your rest, whether that is for the thrusters or the toes to bar. Just count something off and focus on the amount of time that you've agreed to allow yourself to rest, and not just like getting back up there when you feel ready, because it ain't happening. Ain't happening.
No. So who do you think is going to do well in this one? Because I think it's still, you're going to see a lot of the same familiar names, because that run is going to be so important.
So I'll go ahead and just talk about how my experience today with it. The first mile, I mean, it's clean and it's easy and it's nice, but and logistically, you got to figure it out. I did an out and back. So I went straight down for less than a quarter, just about a quarter mile, turned right and ran down this busy ass road for about a quarter mile, turned back around. So I had like a couple different turns, but it was just like a hard out and back. And I'm guessing a lot of people will probably have something similar if you're coming from a gym. So I just run out a half mile, turn back around. It's like, maybe you have a chance that you could run laps around your gym that would be 400 meters or something. Probably not. So, and I also made sure that my watch was picked up on the GPS so that I could point to Strava or whatever and say that this was the full mile. And also when you're coming in, I'm not sure, this says something about if you are like trying to win money, if you're in the money, that you need to show your watch as you're coming in to see that a mile was covered within the video. And I think they do want to see Strava as well. So I think you should just cover your bases on that. I actually took my watch off on that first one and left it outside just in case, because the gym screws it all up. It's not a great, I waited for like 3 minutes outside of the gym trying to get this thing to pick up before the workout even started. So that was just something that I did just to be safe. I don't know if that's necessary, if that's overkill, but I took my watch off and placed it outside before I came in. So the first run I was thinking in before this, I was like, okay, so this probably take 20 to 30 seconds off of my 5K pace in order to save some energy. But for me, I was like, well, the running is going to be my strongest part of this, most likely, especially after the 3 mile. So I was like, I'm just going to hammer it. So I just did 10 seconds. So I ran a 5:06 on the first one. And that is slower than my 5K pace, not tremendously, but it is. And it felt fine. And it felt pretty comfortable coming into the gym. And then I chose to do the 10 rounds. So, and then right away, getting into it, it was really not a problem. My heart rate actually came down. I felt like my respiration rate come down a little bit as well. And was able to, so I did the thrusters and would take like 2 steps and would do the toes to bar. And I would actually started backpedaling in my transition. I would stop and just walk backwards and then grab the thrusters. I was able to do a squat clean. So pulling it from the ground and pulling it from like the hang position and then going directly into a squat, which is allowed. So you don't have to clean it up to your shoulders, set up and then do a squat. You can start squatting as you're cleaning it. Okay. So that is allowed. And that all was great until about round 7. And then rounds 8, 9, and 10 were rough on the toes to bar. Mm. And the run felt like running after the sled push in a high rocks. I was like, I did not think it was going to take it out of me that way. I was thinking, I was like, okay, I thought I was going to be able to match my first and last mile because the workout in the gym, it took about 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was breathing okay. I thought I was going to be fine. My core was just kind of lit up, but I wasn't fine. It was really hard. It was really, really difficult in that.
It's a lot of thrusters. And I mean,
And they, when they did that CrossFit Games workout this year, where it was straight up a mile and a half run, 30 toes to bar, mile, or I think started with toes to bar, mile, whatever. And their whole thing was like, it's going to tax your hip flexors. So that's going to make it a little bit more, it's going to make it more difficult to run after you do toes to bar. And I was kind of like, I don't think that's true, but that might be true.
So those CrossFit guys know what they're talking about.
That actually might be the, I was like, these guys aren't very good at running, so maybe everything makes their running harder. But that combination was pretty hard. I was, and it took almost a full minute, just under, took like put 50 some seconds on. So I was right around 6 minutes on the second one. And so my time was 17:15 with the transition in and out. So that second run was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Well, I mean, that's what it should be, right? That's what you want out of this.
It should be.
You want it to be a gut check. You want it to be, you know, hard on you. You want to be like needing to have that last one be just push, 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 and just give it everything you got. So I like that. I like that it turned out that way.
It delivered. It really did. So in that second run, I instantly was like, Magida is going to be able to run faster than I am in this. Kent is going to be able to run faster than I am in this. Depending on how well they do in the gym stuff, I don't know. But
you had to expect that they would do fairly well at that.
Ken didn't do that well in Gripper Chipper last year.
No.
And that was all toes to bar. It was all toes to bar, that workout.
Yeah, that was
because those workouts are pretty specific. I mean, the toes to bar movement for a CrossFitter, I think, is going to be faster if you're not. So I think some CrossFitters will come into the gym and probably be around 5:30 to 6:30 in their gym set portion. They probably won't be able to run as fast as Kent Megita or Atkins, but depending on how well they're able to do those toes to bar, I don't know. Because if you try to go strict on them, it's going to be a long day.
Oh, strict would take forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would just, yeah, you can't do that. You gotta figure out how to do the toes to bar. We're in a situation with me where I'm actually lucky, where you talked about the situation where you got to go in the gym and then you got to find your way out and you got to come back in and all that stuff. My garage, out of my garage and around the block is exactly a half mile.
Nice.
So I actually,
that's perfect. Go,
yeah. And then I have my, you know, weights and pull up my toe to bar set up in the garage. So that actually should work out perfect for us.
You got the prime setup. Does your gym have a name?
I don't have Ugly Dave's Garage. No, there is no gym. It's just my garage.
Just the garage. Okay. You haven't thought about naming it?
No, because
never?
No.
Okay. All right. Shoot Obstacle Fitness X Instagram message to give him some names for his garage gym.
Yeah.
So I would expect the names that are on the top four right now to be the ones who are really to look for. I mean, the dude who got Carter Williams, who he's a CrossFit guy, so he could potentially do pretty well. I was hoping to see Tiago. This is Tiago would probably do great in this.
Yeah, I really think he would. I really think, even though he's not a big guy and 50-pound dumbbells are a lot, I still think he would smash it. And
he'd be able to handle this.
It's disappointing that he didn't make it. I'm not sure why he didn't get to participate, but we'll have to figure that out.
Bummer.
I just think about the women there. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I was going to, who do you think? What do you think would do well in this?
Well, again, I mean, the usual suspects, Lauren and Rachel, should absolutely smash it. The other one, again, I was thinking, it's too bad she's not doing, is Katie Knight, because this is another one where Katie's a good fast runner and she's got the power. But yeah, Lauren and Rachel, again, should be the class of the field. And I don't see anyone else. Like, the thing is, they are super strong, but they're also very quick. It's not a situation where they're like the regular CrossFitters who are, you know, 3 minutes behind on a 5K or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were right up there too. So yeah, I don't know which, you know, I think that has to make Lauren the odds on favorite to win overall again, because, you know, she currently has the lead.
The worst she's going to do is second. She'll end up with 7 points. And then that will be 9 for Rachel. Rachel's really going to have a hard time catching her. Yeah. Lauren is doing high rocks this weekend, so I don't know when she's going to work this thing in, or if that's going to be something that she's thinking about. It's a pretty good payday. It's going to be a better payday than the high rocks event.
You never know. She may already have done it, right?
Like, she may have already done it, but she's doing a lot of stuff, but the weekend, I mean, that's what I'm seeing. Like, people might be considering the work that they're doing. We know Rachel doesn't care about that because she did the semifinals before
the day before Dallas. High rocks.
And then almost set the world record. So, Rachel's good in terms of volume and things like that. She'll probably do a workout before this workout just to make sure she's like ready to rock.
I am interested to see how Lindsay approaches this and how this works for her. This is definitely out of her wheelhouse with those thrusters and toes to bar. I have never seen Lindsay do a toes to bar at all. I'm not saying she hasn't, but I've never seen evidence of it.
I'm guessing she'll be able to do that. She'll probably have a better time on the toes to bar than on the thrusters. Yeah. 35 pounds is pretty heavy.
Yeah, it is. That's definitely heavy. And, you know, I think this will drop her off the podium. I think
she might not make the podium. No. Yeah. I kind of agree. I don't know how 35 pound thrusters would go for Ida. Ida did do Gripper Chipper last year. She did do well. She did what she did well on Burpee Mountain. That was 135 pound weight, but not the same movement. So this could be her chance to make a move from that into that podium position.
Yeah. And thrusters is adding a different aspect of upper body strength. Like, nothing we've done before in any of these has had like that shoulder press motion. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's right. Very, very different for say someone like Lindsay, who's a pure OCR athlete. When do they train that? That's not a giant aspect of OCR training, right? You train your shoulders because you're going to be hanging, you're going to be swinging, but very rare will you be pushing, right?
You would think it would need to be a CrossFit athlete or a Hyrox athlete doing wall balls and things like that, because it's almost the same exact movement, but just heavier. It's just just heavier wall balls. Yeah. So Amanda Nadeau, I think, will do great.
Yeah, she'll bump up too. Like, I mean, she could jump up a couple of spots and maybe get into the top five, you know, kind of deal.
And I mean, you can't count out Bridget Brown, who's tied in first. I mean, she's already surprised us twice. I mean, she's basically unknown at this point, but seems to be really competitive and wants to do really well in this, and clearly is going to go after it. So, like I said, she's a little bit more slight, but still pulled the same as Amanda on the deadlift. So maybe she will be able to handle those and solidify herself in the, because even if she gets like fifth, right, I think she'll still have enough points on, even if she gets fifth, she'll still have enough points on Ida.
I think she's in there. I think she's good for the podium spot. I think
nice.
My guess is in the end you're going to see Lauren, Rachel, and then Bridget.
Yes.
Maybe even Bridget over Rachel. I mean, that's still depending. Lauren, Rachel, Bridget. That's what I think it'll end up at the end.
So the only reason I would give Rachel the nod in this workout over Lauren is if Lauren does it in her hometown, which is at altitude.
Yeah.
And Rachel's at sea level. Like, that would be really the only way that I could distinguish who's going to do better in either of these workouts and how close they've been in both of these, like 4 seconds apart in the 3 mile time trial and just 5 points away. And this could have gone
5 seconds,
5 seconds. Yeah. 5 seconds. It's like, it's so they've been 9 seconds apart. Total separates the two of them. And somehow they are not first and second, which is just, it's just crazy. But that this competition has been so compelling and so tight on the women's side, it's been really, really cool. Really fun.
And you could, like I said, this one could actually come down between the two of them, between who has the better setup, because this is such a different thing to set up. So it could come out like, who has a better setup, who has to run around a person as they're going out of the gym. It could come down to something that simple.
The weather, weather is better that day. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Today on my run, it seemed like I was running into the wind 3 of the 4 directions. I was like, how does this work? I figured I'd get at least tailwind for half of this thing. Nope. Wind every direction I was in. Wow. So it could be something like that for either of the athletes. So, but I wish they would just be able to do it. They do open style, have the two do it. Everybody else watching, open announcement
simultaneous
style.
Live video stream. You know what?
That's didn't people try doing that? Wasn't there some sort of series over COVID?
World OCR, OCR World Champion, something. Yeah, somebody did do that, and it was kind of cool. It was all right. I mean, it was.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched some of it. Yeah, some of it was pretty good. Again, maybe needed to be a little more stringent in setups and rules and things like that, but it was still a cool concept. I thought it was good, and at that time we needed anything. Something
needed stuff.
Believe it or not, we actually threw some together, some OFX throwdowns, and did some.
I do remember that.
And you know what? Never caught on. I thought, what a great idea. It was a great idea. We were giving away some good prizes. You know, you had a one and two shot of getting a prize.
Things were going to blow. I would have done it. Why didn't you reach out to me? I would have been there.
We might bring it back one day.
Bring it back. I'll do a workout.
A little more popular now. More people know us. So maybe we'll bring it back one day.
Let's bring it back. So yes, I think just Rachel versus Lauren. Bridget's going to be in the mix. Probably will surprise us. Lindsay might drop off. Ida might have a shot to get into that podium position. Amanda might finish top three in this workout.
Yeah, it's good.
And if Tara Jackson was to do it, I think she would do well. And if her name reappears, if she comes back into from the leftovers back into like the other group, I don't know.
And the other thing is, I wish it was set up, and I know it's not, but I wish it was set up where we would see the breakdown of mile, thruster, toes to bar, mile, so that we could compare where everybody did. That would be really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to get total time on it. Yeah, and we'll do it. We'll put those puzzle pieces together. You and I, Dave,
internet for information.
That's what we'll do. So the team. Let's talk about the team.
So the team thing. I mean, from my perspective, and here's where this whole competition has a bit of a flaw with the team thing. And I don't know if I mentioned it before, but it ends up where we've had a great time. We enjoy the team thing. It's really cool. I love that they do it. However,
you about to do a compliment sandwich right now? Where you?
Yeah, I am.
Something
I am,
nice, am. Something negative, something and nice.
Now I'm going to slam it.
Compliment sandwich.
For example, we get one guy on our team who his entire competition is 1 mile run, a dead hang, and a 1 mile run.
Right. And yeah.
Like I said, because we've done it as a team, we've had a great time. But when you break it down, that sucks. And I did think that this last workout could have been set up a little bit differently, where you could have got a similar effect and still been really entertaining and really fun for the individuals and also a little more fun for the team. And what I suggest was, for example, you do 400 meter run, then a set of thrusters, a set of toes to bars, repeat that by four, right? So then you're doing your 400, you're still getting a mile, and then you're getting your thrusters, your toes to bar. And then when the team comes, they have each teammate does one set of that. And then the fourth one, they can pick whatever they want to do.
A little strategy too.
A little strategy too. And I thought that little change could really have made it very entertaining, and it would still have made the individual one just as exciting.
Yeah. No, I think that's appropriate to make it more that relay format and everyone's contributing. Yeah, even if it's like everyone runs an 800, why not everyone do a mile? Like everyone does a mile, they do half of the work in the fork in the road, they do five rounds of five and seven, tag, out, comes back. That would be a better representation of a team for this as well.
Yeah.
And a little bit more fun. Yeah, I think it was just like, here's the workouts. Like,
It is. And I mean, the team, and I get that, but that was just, that's just one of my little gripes about it.
Fair. Did you compliment it at the end?
Nope. I guess that was more just, no, it wasn't a sandwich. It was just
an open face sandwich. Comment. Yes, yeah.
Exactly. Saving the carbs.
Yes. Yes. Some of the times are starting to roll in. We're seeing like 25, 24s. There's been some that have been like 40s. This is going to be hard. This workout is going to be really, really hard. So make sure you're ready for them hard workouts.
Did you see the fake workout, what it was?
I looked at it for like one second, I was like,
it was a lot. It was a lot.
It was like, it was a chipper, right? Is what they were saying, what they were calling it.
And yeah, it was like 100 air squats, 75 single arm snatches with a 50 pound dumbbell.
Wow.
I mean, actually I can still look at it. Cause when I,
there's some box jump overs or something, right?
Yeah. So when I go on this, on competition corner, it still shows up for me as that workout. Oh, that's the wrong one. One second here. We'll go down to the details of the chipper. So it was, again, still the run one mile, and then 100 air squats, 75 dumbbell snatches, 50 box jumps, and 25 burpee deadlifts with two 50-pound dumbbells.
Burpee deadlifts.
Huh. Yeah, so essentially, yeah, just a burpee and then grab your deadlift, and instead of doing like a devil press, you just bring it straight up.
Okay. I'm trying to think if that'd be better or worse. It's a lot. 100 air squats is just annoying. But if you start with it, thrusters would be all right. 75 is a good amount. The box jumps, you'd probably be tired. It'd probably be pretty hard.
Yeah, and it's a 30-minute time cap. It was, so.
That was what it was. They should have put a time cap on this. I was hoping I almost reached out. I was like, this is going to take a long time for some people. Maybe you make it a 35-minute time cap or scale it. Age group should have probably been scaled.
The problem with putting a time cap on it, again, when you do something like competition corner is, then you affect the scoring system. So all of a sudden it becomes, you have the first people who are scored with times and then the next people who are scored with reps.
And they did it last year with Gripper Chipper.
I think that was a pain in the ass for them.
Most people got capped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the only reason I thought maybe they didn't go that way.
Yeah.
And
logistics too.
Yeah, but to an extent, like you think about it, I mean, you guys' perspective is obviously on the high end where everybody's at the top. Some of the people who signed up for this are not there and they just want to finish the workout, right? They want their score in there. They want to know how they did. Like, I mean, even if they're fighting for 13th, 14th in age, they still want to know where they came. So
yeah,
they want to finish. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. That's
Come on,
fair.
Open your eyes, Rich.
Fair. And that would have been good for logistics in terms of I kind of like the current setup just because it's easier for transitions and just like you need two things and it's this and this instead of like blah, 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 blah. But you could take all that equipment to a track.
Yes.
Right? You can take that anywhere. And you can do that workout anywhere. I mean,
that's the other downside with this workout is it is a bit of a difficult logistical setup.
Yeah, it is.
So,
but not when you got the gym to be named by OFX listeners.
That's right.
And a half mile loop.
Yeah, that's just luck. That is.
That's pretty good setup.
Good neighborhood design. Right.
Dave, it's been a pleasure as always. This is going to be really fun. We'll wrap it up next week. Talk about the final outcomes and probably talk about all these other events that are going on. Like I said, we'll talk some HYROX too, just because we want to talk about it. I know we want to talk about it, so we'll just talk about it.
So any cash and checks?
Is there a stream of sorts for HYROX? Do we know?
I have not heard of one for this one. No, not for this one. Not that I'm aware of.
That's okay.
I think you're going to see more some pop up sooner or later, but right now, still very dependent on people stepping up and doing it on their own pretty much. So
yeah, that's tough. A hard ask.
Yeah.
Cool, Dave. Well, I appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
See you soon.